This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, April 21. Peter yet again. Our reading comes from Mark chapter 16. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone, because they were afraid. We might not like to be singled out, but many of us know what that's like. It may be for a special honor, or it may be for doing something wrong. Either way, being singled out can be embarrassing and make us want to hide. Peter was singled out by Jesus here, and while Peter may have gulped deeply when he heard about this, it wasn't a bad thing. Peter had denied Jesus three times, even after saying he would never leave Jesus' side. I can't imagine the guilt Peter must have felt. But Jesus needed Peter to know that he was still welcome among his followers. He was still invited to the reunion in Galilee that Jesus had mentioned. In fact, he was still part of the plan Jesus had for his disciples and the whole world. We could all make a laundry list of the many things we do that should separate us from Jesus. There are times when we do what we shouldn't do, and times when we don't do what we should do. But none of those things separates us from Jesus and his kingdom, because his death has covered all the sins of our lives, even the ones we haven't done yet. That's how vast the forgiveness of God is. And when the Lord singles us out, we can be sure he is calling us to join with him. Can you sense the Lord calling you today? Pray with me. Jesus, thank you for calling us to follow you, even though we have failed you in many ways. Help us to be faithful, we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.